Kurtarachas of Lam Gimel through Mem.
Amabez Omar or Shmova Yitzhak, you should have to film a normal office, has to let go, aim a birdie novel. Dr. Ashi, you shouldn't go to the normal, the Mokkus Finis, the Kweis, Malis, Tetz, Vachitzitz. Shouldn't go be Tov in a place where there's the boats are there and a lot of Tetz, and Vachitzitz. Ah, you came out of the Mikkah, you find anything, this is Bruni Nafel. And maybe when he came out of the mikveh, it fell off. So it gets a sustaining Rashi. Should not be telling a place with his tit, because maybe it came and fell off. Tosis over there learns the Sugana like that. But time he says the Sugga, the Pshan of the Sugga is that he shouldn't be telling a place which is a public place. Adam Mitsuyin Sham, Ubiusum Eres, Mede Busha, Mede Adam Hamitsuyin Sham. I don't know this. So the reason why I can't be tovel in a place is not out the chashash chitzitza. The reason why I can't be tovel is because we're chayshish that she's going to be rushed up, she's going to be embarrassed, and therefore that's the reason why she shouldn't go to mikvah over there. Mechaber Paskins really lama gimel lama dali really goes with both shitas. Lama gimel he says you shouldn't be tovel in a makim which has tit, shem chitzitza, unless you put something zemiris underneath it. And Sif Lamadali says, don't be tough in a place of Chashash, people will see it, because you're married Maharis Litvel, she's not Medakta, but Filasa, but the Eved, you're going to be Yoitza, if you're like Tasis the Vardas that you're afraid to do it, and you do Machash Busha, it's like, it's only Chachila, but the Eved, you're going to be Yoitza. Why? If the whole Vardas is Chashash and I can do a good job, and the Maisa, if you know that you did a good job, then it's going to be okay. But that story brings down that. There's a story, you can't be tovel in a mikvah because the place, because you're going to be scared and you're going to rush up and you're not going to be dark with tefillah. The story brings down that if you tovel in a place where there are Sfaradeya,
the yeah, Tzrayim.
Right. So is that considered a problem or not?
Okay, I'll scared.
One so?
Yeah.
Sharks? Yeah, she's
going to be scared. Scared. What other amphibians?
There's also fish.
What?
Why Dafka Tzardeya?
I don't know, that was the case. It brings up the Beis Shlema. That was the case that they were handling. Want to know? So he wants to say that even though Batsa maybe she would be scared, you know, a bunch of bugs, cockroaches, and things flying around, but in Laisafa, Xeris Chazal, and Mechetesa, and could be on to Laisafa, and Xeris Chazal. Shiv Levi says that his mind is out of 2 meters. You know, the lady goes to make a place where there is cockroaches, frogs, and things like that. She's going to be in and out of there. Yeah. What? What do you say there? What do you say? Then he wants to say that. He wants to say that in economy, that type of situation. Just a Matthias is. Yeah. He's a Matthias is. I come between you and guys being tied in a place, which whatever, you know, not so pushed into it. So anyhow, so what the game Lama Dalit is... What?
I
want to know that what happened to the.
She had someone watching, she needed someone to watch, and it went under, so it went under. It was a good feeler. She was scared, she was nervous.
She's not
going to
be. She's going to be closing her eyes.
Oh, maybe she shall tight.
Right. Right. The mikvah can't see that, the mouth, the eyes, things like that. And she's scared. Could be. I agree. But anyhow, where's Negev? Negev, sometimes a person has to chayk in a place where there's no mikvah, and you want to go out to the ocean and jump into the ocean. That's where this Negev, you know, this halacha is going to be Negev. What? So bad Sam, you shouldn't be talking in a place where the chash people are going to see it. My hair is lit for me, that is with tefilasa. So the mice in the morning, we usually go out to the ocean and go to a place probably where people aren't going to be around, probably. Yeah, I'm saying lachi shouldn't do it. B'diavad also tefillah. That's only mikvah. Mestam shasach b'diavadami. Mestam b'makom tzayirich. We would yes be mikvah. Akapanim. That's when they gave me tevan a place where people are going to see you. In terms of the b'tevan makom sheish kakas leitit, it's going to be a problem. The chenim is the question there. Why is it a problem of kakas leitit? It says if you tevan kalem amita, it's not going to be a problem because they're mayim akdimim. Being they're mayim akdimim, the fact that afterwards they gets chatzitza onto it is not going to be a problem because the water is makdimim. Therefore, factory shaynim. Why is it a problem? Tovel makim sheish kakas leitit. With Shana Rashi, l'chayi shem mayim akdimim, the water should be makdimit, and therefore it should not be a problem. So there are four approaches in the Rishaynim and the Beis Yosef to this kasha. The Ran says that yesh chalak between a kli mita, which is like a flat mita, everything it's chalak, it's smooth. Over there, you see my makdimim hashinkin. We're dealing with a person's feet, so being that there are cracks and it's not smooth, so a chishish tit's going to get inside of it, and being that a chishish tit to get inside of it, therefore it's not going to be okay. The Rush says the yisrael davar is that yesh chalak between a mita and a person. A mita is not as heavy as a person. I guess it's a lighter mita. I'm saying a person who's very, very heavy, so therefore he's squishing down onto the tit. And being that he's squishing down onto the tit, therefore you have to go ahead and be choshish.
What's the spot of my
mind? One second. The Ravid says, it's over in the Ravid, the yesh chalak between something which you're in the mita, which you're putting it into the water. You're putting it to the water, being that you put it to the water, so therefore you put it to the water and then afterwards you got the tit, or if you got the tit beforehand. If you're talking about you're going on like on the sand, like on the beach, on the sand or something like that, on the side, being that first you had the, being that first you got on your feet the tit and then you went to the water, that's the chilek between the case of Mita and the case by us.
The
attack would be a problem, yeah. It'd be a problem, I'm saying, but maybe you wonder if you wash it off. Yeah, but you said it'd be a problem, yeah. And the last malach is the rash, the basis is based on the rash. You should collect the different types of tips. There's a tip which is very, very thick. That's not so nidvak. If you have a tit which is very, very thick and it's nidvak, so then there's tit havayon, and over there it gets very, very attached to it and stuck to it. Therefore, it's not going to have my makdimah because it gets stuck onto it, and therefore, it's not going to help. Mashenkein, if you're dealing with a stamatit, then lemaisa is not going to be a problem. So, how do we paskin? Mechaber is not mechalak so much. Mechaber says, don't be telling a place which has tit. Mishum chatzitza. He says, a stam is not mechalak to which have tits. But he says, come on, you shouldn't be telling a place which has tits because of chatzitza. Then Tavla, Yesham Shalasa Latvila, says if you go to the mikvah, there are those who hold that you're not going to be Yates. And now the Shach, Bayal says, seems to be the minute gives that people are table in the place that has tit. He said, what's the pshat? It's like the Shach. Efshah is a somko akshav a table mikvah yeshvay tit, shum stam tit enikamay tit avayin. One pshat in the minute why they're being table in a place. And which has tit, okay, so when it says stam tit is not thick like tit, like that tit, and therefore, being that stam tit is not so thick, so therefore that's the reason why you're able to go ahead and the minig oilam. Gam, he also says rei poiskim mat delitva benamu makim tit, kedisa torah poiskim. The second seer of the shach says that rei poiskim are makel and say that tit b'chal is not a problem. Therefore, that's the two.
Why
isn't it a problem? Two yeshuvim to the Minga Olam. One is maybe Daka Titavayan, but that's not going to be a problem. Yeshuv number two is that Rave Paiskim don't hold of the problem of being Tevil outstit. They hold not like Rashi, they hold like Toysus. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. And the Binus Adam, Shar Nashim Chav Dalid, he takes major offense to this line of the Shach saying, Roy Paiskim are Meku. Where's the Shach coming from? Shach saying that Roy Rishayim hold not like Rashi. No, we said Rashi in the Sugya is going out, it's tit. The other Rishayim in the Sugya is not out, it's tit. It's going to be out, you're scared. So the Shach is understanding. Anyone who's Chalik and Rashi doesn't hold the Rashi. They hold that there's no such problem with tit. And there's no Chisar. The Chacham's Adam wants to say that no. The Paiskim with Chalik and Rashi is just Chalik and Pshat in the Gemara. They want to say that. That's not, they don't have the Gersa Gemara of, that it fell off. And their learning of Shat in the Gemara is not out tit, it's because you're being scared. But they'd be masking that tit also could be considered a chatzitza. And therefore he wants to say that maybe the Rosh is the only one who's chelik on Rashi. Although he shouldn't be so to mask him to Rashi. And they hold that Batsam be so that would yes be considered a chatzitza. And the only argument Shat in the Gemara. The Chacham's only wants to go as Zevait. Let's say you went to the mikvah with tit and b'diavad. Do you have to go back or not? So Chachzal wants to say that he would send you back to the mikvah even once. Yes, he says Rav Yishayim and Rav Paiskim hold. What did he say? He's mechalik on the shach. The kachos adam. He's mechalik on the shach. He's saying that to say Rav Paiskim on Mekel is not true. The Rishayim, which argue on Rashi, they're not arguing out the concept of Shabbat. They're just arguing Rashi. They didn't have the gear to the Gemara. They're chatting the Gemara differently. But Avada, they mask and be said that maybe technically Tit would be Siddur Chatzitza. And if he wants to say that for sure, you have to go back to the mikveh. He wants to say even lunch, so that'll be the halacha. The rest is my rekech ran first and perishach my magdimim. Yeah, he has the mahach my magdimim. Kol place and place lutav a tit sirilo kavaseil. We can come with inu no. We're not bucking me till a tit. He says bisman is that we're not bucking me till a tit. We know the no difference. Kol skein if you made a camel and kol skein pas sechem and we say in red the tefila. If a person drink from is not red the tefila, that's called tit ava. In lechalik gam kein the rest of me tit and mechol. And everyone wants to say that. That's the opinion of the Chachosan. The Chachosan and others say that Avada B'di'Avid could be Mekel, you know, like the Shach, and they say Avada B'di'Avid one would be able to go ahead and be Mekel. Now, the Shach is saying that there's a chilek, that there's tit, there's the thick tit that's a problem, and some which is not a thick tit, then Lamaisa would not be Chaitzis. If you look back in the Shach in Sifkat and Mem, Sif Laman, it says you don't have to pick up your regular b'shas tefila, main some tit. You don't have to pick up your feet b'shas tefila if there's no tit, even though there's a ritzba and kach chesisa mishamayim makdim regular because mayim makdim regular. The shach is medayik that what do you mean? It's mash when there's tit, you have to make a regular. He says manashach, why do we have to pick up your feet? He says in Sif Laman, we pass like when you have tit, you can't be tefil. Now Sif Laman, it sounds like you don't have to pick your feet because mayim makdimim if you're going in a place where if there's no tit. Mash, if there would be tit, you have to pick up your feet. In fact, the Shach, what do you mean? Why? In Sif Lama Gimel, it says that if there's tit, then you can't be tit at all. So it says, Efsha and Achanamikam, ain't some tit like Tzichalag Beregler, Yeshu tit like Tzichalag, that's one Malach. Second Malach wants to say, Yeshu be tit le tit, Asi Shaper, Ayn Shamu. Yeshu Chakatin, the thick tit, that you can't be tit. You have something which is not a thick tit, the rest of the tits, over there, you have to make be a regular. You know, so Shach is asking that, according to this Malach, the second Malach of Shach, that if you have a thick tit, then it's ma'akib. If you don't have a thick tit, then it's not ma'akib, but you have to pick up your feet. Therefore, Zakh Nadi Vida by us, Zakh Nadi Vida says that, he says, if another mikvah, you should not be taking a place that's refreshed with it, even though it's not thick. Why? Because you have to jump up b'shas when you're in the mikvah, and it's curve the vaday that the nashim would not be nizar b'zeh. Therefore, when he wants to say that you should not be tevin in a place that has tit, because he's worried that you're not going to do the somersault into the mikvah. The city tire is bothered by where did the shach get this chilek from? Something, there's a thick tit, which is ma'akim. There's another thick tit, you have to like, jump up. And you have to, where would that come from? What would be in the curve for such a thing? What?
Thick tit is more dumb.
No, it's not thick. You have to pick up your feet. Saying he says that the chayv is not thick, so then it's like lach and it shouldn't be chaytzis. So Sittar and Sufkat, I think Samacha was. He says that Tzorich Ian, where the Shach got the schilik. If it's some other tit, which so it should be like regular lach and shouldn't be chaitzis, and a little bit bothered by where the shach gets this chilek. Could be anyhow if you have tit on you, even if it's lach, you'd have a. I mean, this is not really pshat the shach kind of thing, but you'd have to like pick your feet up because you have the shari dura. Even if it's lach and chaitzis, but you're not supposed to go to mikvah with something which is lach, which is not chaitzis. So anyhow, it could be you have the chachila to make sure it's not on you. But that's well, something.
Maybe she doesn't, she won't know. So she's going to be in the subject and she's going to try to avoid it anyway.
What do you say?
Maybe she's not going to know. She's not going to know the judge whether or not it's thick. So she's going to be in the subject. So she's going to do it anyway.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, but yeah. I mean, the Shach is saying, like, it sounds like there's something you didn't have to do. You have to know what the Makar is first. Fine. The Gemara says, lady has to be toivo derech gedelasa. Isha tevel derek gedelasa. Isha should be tevel the way gedelasa. Ketanan isha ner ka'idar ma'isik zaysam isha ner karegas minikes benash. That's the Mishnah in the Gayim. That isha is ner ka'idar and isha ner karegas minikes benash. What does mean derek gedelasa? Shashi learns two things out from derek gedelasa. Number one is, you don't have to titchik zreisel basar v'ler gala zebazah. You have to make sure you're not squishing your hands and your feet onto each other. That's what derek gedelasa, the way you walk. You shouldn't be like going like this or keep your feet together. You have to be like separate, like regular normal way people go. So one hand he's saying a chumra, on the other hand he's saying a kula. He says that what's the place? Sorry. And he says also, Master Nichnas of a comet in my bain by Lechislan and Sikh Lefshat Beskinasar. She doesn't open up her folds and basically start them more, you do a Kedai Ketamah. And there are actually only two things stated in the Gemara Derech Helucha. One is that your feet and your hands shouldn't be touching your body, shouldn't be a chumrah, make sure it should be loose. The second is that you don't have to open up your basic starum like wide open, even though where the Lav Dafka gets there, but you just a regular normal way. That's often how you have to do it. This is a chumrah and a kula coming out from Reish Lakish, from this member of the Gemara, they have to do it derech hilucha. Other Rishayim just say the chumash shabai. They don't bring down the kula shabai. They just bring down the chumash shabai. It should be derech hilucha, and they just bring down the chumash shabai. The Chayav brings down both. The Chayav says that Yonti Machi says, you know, you have to, on one hand, it shouldn't be touching, on the other hand, it should, you know, the Gain says, he's passing like Rashi, that Lashon HaRash, Rashak is a Kulasi, Midchi Ani Mermisanel, Rashi Pershon Letifel, he's saying that L'Chayra, that there's a Kulan L'Chayra coming in this member. One is, they shouldn't be touching, the other is that you don't have to open up Yoyser Midai. Now the Seder Dov over here is of all these things is because that Mishnah tells you that how do you have to do it? She tells the Mishnah Negayim that Ish Nerik Eider, the way a person is Eider, Meisik Zeisim, Ish Nerik Eregas, Mekas Benah, the way she's Eregas and Menika Es Benah. What's Menika Es Benah going? Menika Es Benah is going by the when she nurses, so she leans forward a little bit. Therefore, she leans forward a little bit. That's how the diet has to be. Like, she leans forward a little bit when she makes a spinah. Ireges is when you pick up your hands. So, you have to have the hands picked up. Yeah, so it's time to go over on the whole sugya, which is, you know, Shalat being in the Goya and being in over here, that all these things are just a gula and what's the Siddur Beis Hastarim? What's the Beis Hastarim? It's Tali, what sometimes is Magula. And we're saying that it's Tali, Isha Menegesh Vena, Oider, Ereges. The Shalat is, you know, Bizman Azeh, which is a Tali in each generation, like the way they, what they do. There's nowadays, are lady, two ladies, Ereges, some do, some don't, right? Most don't, right?
The
huh?
The other things.
Okay, so what do they do?
When they type.
What?
When they type.
So is it more or less than that?
Sometimes more, sometimes less.
Huh? What do you say? Huh?
Remember, it has to be something that's normal every day.
Pretty common, right? So what?
The guy's wife plays tennis once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, or not?
She doesn't play tennis. She's always in there.
Good. Look at the average job.
Yes. I don't know. It's around the sugya. Later. What do you do? I don't know.
On the phone.
What? What do you say?
On the
So maybe it should be more then. The phone's higher than a regular, no?
Earpods.
Huh?
Earpods. She has to have an earpod in the air when she goes to her phone?
Just has to be the scholar, doesn't it?
Huh? So is it more mescal when you go like that?
Is it more mescal like that? Of course.
Fine, what do you do? I'm saying,
If it was more mescal, then you wouldn't be able to pick it up.
What the minute is this? That's the air hose.
Like that, I don't know. Saying it's still having a aura on those sugya. I didn't say anyone married over here. Anyone say anyone married the Shaila? Did anyone say anything? Anybody married the Shaila? When I was learning Nagaya, I'm saying the Nagaya, some of the Nagaya, some were married the Shaila, but like, they were, but yeah, I know, like that. Akapanim.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, so anyhow, so what's the right way? So how do you have to do it? So Makabas says, they shouldn't do become a scoop, they should become a star, but they should have it, you shouldn't be doing too much. Shaykhim at, as you sister based seven year in Kadakshinari Pashal Sherechas, that you have to, Makabas goes to Vitrishanim, they go to Svar Arechas, they're leaning over a little bit. Takhzadak, Kumashim Gaspana, Takhzadak Shaki, Kanira Sherechas, Vaimdim, and you have to do Makazumizu. So she has to be leaning over a little bit, with her hands picked up a little bit, not on her side, hands picked up a little bit, leaning over, that's the proper way for her to go to the mikvah. B'di'aved, if she didn't do that. So the Mechaber brings down, Yesh Mishaymer, also a tefillah, some say that B'di'aved is going to be Yaitza, Yesh Mishaymer, Shelo Yalsa. He brings down, we have 2 days, whether it be Yaitza or not, B'di'aved or not. Now the Shach is Mo'irer, that Tzarech Ian, what's the sad say Yoitza? Just like Gemara says, Otzim Ina B'Yoitza, L'Kamat Selam Etes, Yeshim Otz L'Tfila. He says that the only sad say can be Yoitza is because Gemara bring down the Memra, then Gemara says, Lassach Zechani Shmaitza. That's what Gemara says. And remember we discussed in Sef Ches Tassin Yud, that Lassach Zechani Shmaitza is saying that do we have that Gersa saying that we don't pass on all these things, only the Tyrus, not the Baila. So the only side to say the Yoitza is really to say that it's the Lesser Zachani Shmaitza. Therefore, if the Shach, then Sif Kestas and Yud, the Mechaber is just Soysom Lachmer. He says, Lav Shabayan, Chol Shabayan, all those things. Dam Yavish Lamaka, he owes his Chitzitz, and he's not going with the Gersa of Lesser Zachani Shmaitza, and he's not going with that Gersa. Therefore, what's it? How do we have to go to be Mekal, the Chayra? We're not going with the Gersa of Lesser Zachani Shmaitza. Mechaber himself is not being Mekal. So what's the Pshat over here? That is a tzad to be mekel, and the shach is blayv tzarech in on the pshat in the mechamer. The shaila is really, is a shach saying, therefore you have to be machmer or not? You hear the shach's counsel then? And as the shach is bothered by the chayra, the shach is bothered by the chayra that the mechamer himself seems to be a stira, and the tzarech in.
How does he know that he's talking about because of tyros?
That's the only way to be makel. Saying, why would it not be makev? The Gemara says, you shouldn't do it. The Gemara should be makev. The only side to be making all these things is, if you say that, the Gemara is the Gemara, therefore, so Sitaris says that even if other places you would be Gerus, even if you would not be Gerus, sorry, over here, the Lashon Gemara is, let's say maybe the Lashon is not mashma like a Lashon like a Ma'akiv. It's like a, just more Lashon like a Chila. This is the Chilatik Oifen. He didn't mean to say B'di'eved. And he said, could be that's the Pshat in the Shita which holds that it's not going to be Ma'akiv because the whole member was a member of the Chila. It's not, it was not a member of.
You think it's in the
Shach? No. The Shach says only one side. You guys are not going to be Ma'akiv. The Siddhita, I would say that maybe you learned that Gemara, that the whole Gemara is just going in the Chachila, and therefore, that's the tzad to go ahead and tzad to be made. Now, the tzad is, really, if you do it the wrong way, why should you possibly be the Eved? I lachar, when we see my Magdimim. Because you went to the mikvah. And then, afterwards, you went to the mikvah the right way, and all of a sudden you went straight up, or you bent over too much, lachar should be my Magdimim, and therefore should be kosher. Therefore, Zakta Taz, Hoka Yesh Shash, Shitva Kamatim, Shemukov, Lamalam and Amayim. This surely is maybe Lamalam and Amayim and there's no mayim makdimim. That's where it was. There's a malam and a mayim. Being there's a malam and a mayim, therefore it's going to be a problem. And a chenam, if it would not be the malam and a mayim, it's like the ties, you can have mayim makdimim, therefore it's going to be okay. Therefore, according to the ties, only tzad to say, she not yoitza, an oifen where she didn't do leaning over and with her hands. The only case we didn't have mayim makdimim, you went to the mikvah mamash like that, you went to the mikvah mamash bent over. We went in regular normal life and Zakta Taz, you have my team, and it's going to be kosher. The dog move the Shach is chalik. The Shach says that Yesh Chalik. He says, Loi kosher me, then it goes to Kesef. Yesh Chalik, because over there, my Makdimim, there's water for it gets onto it. My Shekin over here, when it's folded over, he says that it's not considered that area is in the mikvah. Hacha, they come out to Loyo, my Toycha, come out to Mechubar in the mikvah. Klau, sorry. Over there, Pshat is the water. Mayim Akdim normally have water and they have tit, so the water is mechubit to the other water, therefore it's going to be Mayim Akdim. Over here, when you fold it over, that water is not mechubit to the mikveh at all. It's like in a packet. Being it's in a packet and folded over, that water is not mechubit to the mikveh. Being it's not mechubit to the mikveh, therefore you can't go ahead and say Mayim Akdim, and therefore there would be no heter of Mayim Akdim. Sakapan alacha
lemaisa.
It's mechubit to the mikveh. It's still, there's nothing. So it's very, very tight. We saw some Ramachim here. Very, very tight. So lechachila, she has to be leaning over a little bit. She has to. Ma'aseh b'diavad, she didn't do it. Mechayev brings down 2 days. Also, tefillah yeshem shlos letefillah. The Shach doesn't like the kula so much. On the other hand, we have the Taz always telling you that if unless she went in straight up, then you're able to go ahead and be mekel. Some of most times you do have the Taz, and then we mock him to go ahead and be mekel. The last time Chachas Adam, I think it was Shasal Chak, it could be Mekel. Chachas Adam said that Efshe Livel Shenis Titvo, Shasal Chak is Yisimach Alam Mekel. So Shasal Chak is Yisimach Alam Mekel. That if you did it in an proper even, then Shasal Chak can be Mekel. Fine. So Lama Lava says the mikveh has to be higher than her Tipura Zer Lepachas. Zeres Lepach is going to be at least a Zeres. Kurz Shivus Arashba. And we want it to be a Zeres. How much is that? So we go, it says Chatzi Amma Shashisha Tvachim, which about some Chatzi Ammas end up being three Tvachim. Three Tvachim Chazan shares me about 30 centimeters. That should be the share according to the share of the Ber HaGaila. Above her, no, not a shiva mikvah, above her belly button. It should be 30 centimeters. But the shiva means down, the shiva is not clear. It should be the chila chatziyam, your base goydlin, but the average could be 10 goydlin, which is going to be a little bit smaller. The maisa, the minug, is by average, is they're going to have 24 centimeters. That's all they have. That's a mitzias of an average height person. So there is on, they have eitzah that there are different steps, different heights in the mikvah, where to be tevel on. They have like for a tall person going down to the bottom, somebody who's a little bit shorter, they can do it on the first step, and they have different steps. They have different steps in terms of to get the height. Right. So Lamazina brings down that even though you don't have your Aimbigvaya Mikvah last one called Gufa, unless you have to be totally flat, sharper dummy, that if you have no choice, you have to go ahead flat and lie down into, you're able to lie down flat into the mikvah. This is obviously only a matzah of b'diavet, about lechachila, one should not lie down flat into the mikvah. I think a Moshe Tshuva Aleph Kavav says they should travel a mill to get a kosher mikvah, which fits your height as opposed to just lying down flat, and it's only a b'diavad. My Sivil HaMechetz Lametes discusses that we discussed by Riches about opening your mouth during the mikvah. So Mechaber Passion is not like the Mahalach of the Rashi of opening your mouth. You just need Roy L'Bias Mayim, but if you close it too tight, so then you're not going to be Yitzah. Why aren't you going to be Yitzah? Because that area is not covered, and therefore being that area is not covered, therefore it's going to be a problem. What she yes to is yes to debug Beinini. So because it's very important, we're in halacha. The lady goes to the mikvah, she has to, you know, if she goes like that, she's nervous, then it's makiv. She has to just close her mouth, loose, relax, And if she doesn't, the Ma'aseh Mechaber says that it's going to be ma'akim, it's going to be a problem. Somebody just called me this week that his wife went to mikvah 3 months ago, and she never learned this halacha about the mouth. So he's very, very nervous. What? They don't watch the mouth. They can't watch the mouth. It's too quick. Huh? They don't watch the mouth. What's up, Moshe? What? No, Moshe, this is Gully. It's not Bais Star.
Who said she called it tight?
The lips. If you go like that, that's the lips.
How tight is she called? You don't know she called it tight.
Huh?
She closed it very tight.
She said her back. She said her back.
What?
She said her back.
Brother.
You know? On Sifn Lamed Tes, you should not close your eyes too tight. If you did it, Yesh Misham Shalas Letfila. The eyes are a little more kal. The eyes, Yesh Misham Shalas Letfila, affect the shach. Why is it different than, why is it different than the mouth, that mouth, Yana Yotza? So he says, if you hold, he holds by the mouth, is worse. People like that, mention the eyes, it's a Yesh Oimim, it's only a Yesh Oimim, that you're not going to be Yotza, because it's not, it doesn't go as tight. And that's a chalik that Sifn Lamed Tes, Shom Akev, Sifn Lamed Tes is only a sub. No, it's because they're around. The other person goes to the medical person should not be mechapesh, studim, vechumras, and whatever. And if they consume in a stam, it's okay. You don't have to be machzik and reyes to assume, like, oh, I didn't know the lachas, maybe I did that. Like, well, I don't know if the average person does that. They have to assume that a person did it, and therefore it's going to be okay.